Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Open Mic Live. Hello. Boy, it's a good thing it's not Inside Open Mic Dead. Yeah, wouldn't that be weird? Anyway, welcome everybody, and what kind of a day has it been today? Who used to say that? One of the great comics.
A decent day.
Been a day of degradation, obligation, and long animation.
Uh-oh.
Whatever that is.
I don't
know. All right. Did you hear the? Did you hear the statement of the of who? Who? Yeah.
Who?
WHO, who? Isn't that spelled who?
Oh, yeah, it didn't.
WHO, who? Well, who said it? That's right. Wait a minute. Are you trying to imitate Abbott and Costello? What are you?
Obviously.
Now, what statement are you talking about? The statement by who? That's what I'm asking you. Who was it? Who was the one who did it? That's right.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute. Somebody made a statement, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh.
That's right.
Now, you heard it, I heard it, everybody heard it. Now, who was it? That's right. Who was the one who made the statement? I don't
that's
know.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. That's next week.
Next week.
Anyway, it kind of reminded me of that, but yeah. So anyway, to get back to the statement that they made, I never heard a statement like this, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know? They said, sometime this year, they didn't give any time. They said sometime this year, in 2022. Sometime this year, the emergency of the virus
will be over.
But, they added, however, the virus will linger on.
What the hell is that?
Indefinitely. Now, what the hell kind of double talk is that?
Double talk?
Yeah.
It's called they've killed enough people, and they're not going to consider it an emergency anymore. That's what that's called.
Well, you know, they're hyping people up, saying all these stupid things, and people, you know, certain people, I'm not going to say who or what mentality they have, but I'm not going to say they're stupid, but certain people... stay in front of the television and by the radio every day, and they hear this stuff. See, me, I'm lucky if I call the weather guy and he puts on the headlines from CNBC. Mostly it's about business. You know, once in a while you hear something like that statement.
Once in a blue moon.
It shows you how stupid that statement is because they only played it once and then they took it off.
Well, here's the thing. I never like to watch TV anymore. It's so sad. I used to watch TV for whatever was on like programming, meaning like a sitcom or whatever. It was nice. Now, the news comes on, I just shut off the TV except for my friend. I watch... you know, Michelle. I like watching Michelle. You know?
Yeah, who wants to hear that stupid, ridiculous?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was telling me today that 70% of the financing for these commercials, you know, for television, comes from drug companies.
I don't get it.
Do you think that they're going to tell the truth and tell and reject all that money? Are you crazy?
That's right.
You know, I mean, you want to hear that? You want to hear the real lowdown?
Mm-hmm.
Lowdown of drug companies.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to the NYU Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Out here on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And sit in any one of the waiting rooms. And they have
the
stupid shows on. You know, people doing all this stupid cooking show or whatever the hell it is. And then every 10 minutes, what do you hear? Oh, take this drug. Take cyanide molecular.
Yeah.
It'll cure your headache.
Cyanide.
And will debilitate your metabolism.
And you'll
read the instructions carefully. And then you hear the disaster. You know. If you feel nauseous or dizzy or
this will cause death. That's
or incapacitated
one.
Or you feel if you feel suicidal, call your doctor immediately.
Yeah, that's the best part. When you feel
suicidal. Why? Is he my will? Get out.
That's it. He's taking stock? I don't want him to even come near me at that point.
What? I mean, these things go on and on and on. They got a drug for everything.
Yeah.
You know, and
they
all have, some have worse side effects than others.
That's true.
And I'm sitting there, I went up to the desk. I said, can you turn that stupid crap off? I don't want to hear that.
What did he say?
I said, I'm blind. I can't see the damn thing, but I can hear it. Turn it off.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not allowed to, and we're not allowed to turn it down. Sorry, sir.
That's what they said? That's crazy.
Yeah, they got the damn thing
they
on.
They can turn it down.
Yeah, who the hell knows?
They can.
Good thing I don't have my shotgun with me, I told her. I said, phew.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said, I'd aim it.
You
would have
shot
the
television?
Oh, yeah.
Television.
This
you
stupid
been
thing is
gone
way
to
up
jail
on the
screen.
It's way up on the ceiling or something, whatever the hell it is. You can't even see the damn thing if you're blind anyway.
Yeah.
All right, open mic. No, in a site where 213-816.
Mm-hmm.
1650, and I just learned today that Gary Noel has a book out, How to Protect Yourself from Germ Warfare.
He took a stand on it like I thought it would be. I knew. Hold on, let me go into Gary Noel's website.
Anyway, that's the book. Oh, I don't know when it came out. I don't think it might not be new, but
yeah,
he gives you the lowdown in there. You know,
he has an immune. I just typed in Gary Noel store, and he has something called immune stuff. I won't doubt that right now. That you could just take this and feel a lot healthier. See, I can't take this already. It says organic mushroom blends, and guess what? I'm allergic highly to mushrooms.
How do you know
so,
that?
I get a reaction, a bad one, too.
Yeah, but how do you know that if you're taking so many other things and you actually
when I was younger,
figure it out?
I wasn't taking. When I was younger, I wasn't taking so many other things, and I had a really bad reaction. Very bad, too.
Yeah, but how do you know it's from the mushrooms?
Because they were organic mushrooms in my father's garden, you know? And I had no medicine in my body, none whatsoever. And my dad never used any kind of, what do they call that, antibiotics?
I mean, a lot of people are allergic to different things, you know. But
yeah, I am.
They have different tests for that, mm-hmm. And maybe if you take something,
mm-hmm.
you know, what they call an antidote with the mushroom product, you don't get it.
Yeah.
See?
Maybe. I have to go look into that more. I was going to go to an allergist and see. You know, they have some allergists that work, I guess, with Gary Noel. I don't know. I got to find that out.
Oh, well, I don't know. You'd have to investigate that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Little Bear, Akita, and Joanne Diamond down there in Tom's River, New Jersey. I think they changed the name of that town or changed the name of the kennel.
Oh,
but
really?
The phone number is 609-388-7004. The phone number is still the same. So give them a call. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the greatest Akita lady on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My buddy Kennedy Realty. Want to buy a house, sell a house? Call Mr. Kennedy. And a special well wish for his sister Anna, who is hospitalized. And they say it's from the COVID. So, prayers for Anna. And watch over her and get well fast. Get out of that hospital.
Yes, don't stay there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's ironic because I'm the guy who turned Mr. Kennedy on to the oil of oregano.
Ah.
I don't know if his sister takes
it
or if she knows about it. I don't know. I'll have to find out about that.
Yeah.
But I was talking to a guy today,
yeah.
and he's an unconventional, holistic doctor.
Right.
You know, and he was telling me that this virus is nothing but a glorified cold.
Mm.
You know,
the most recent one or the others or all of it?
All of them.
Mm.
All of them. It's a virus.
It is, yeah.
You know, viruses are colds. They come from, that's the whole, what a virus is.
Yeah, but this one I think is more flu-like than a regular cold, I think.
Well, cold, flu, you know, they put the
yeah.
thing in the same category, the same sentence.
Cold
and
flu,
you know
what I
season,
said?
Take this. You ever hear that commercial?
Yeah. That was, wasn't that like for a stomach remedy first? I'm not mentioning it.
I don't know.
It was
for cold and flu.
Yeah.
So they took something very common and they pumped it up, they hyped it up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people who had other conditions got a cold. They got the flu. And a lot of them got worse, and some of them passed away. Mm-hmm. So they got the idea, hey, these people died from the virus. See?
Yeah.
When they had other things.
That's what happened.
That definitely would have killed them, you know.
That's what happened.
Technicality.
That's what happened, believe it or not, with the swine flu. You had people, the same thing happened. But you know what the difference is? They did not speak out against the swine flu. They spoke out against this one for sure. But I could tell you that I did not feel a thing when it came to this vaccination on all of them. Okay, the two, right, that I took. Not a thing. I think it was made similar fashion to the swine flu, because my body reacted to the original one when I had to go to college, because they force you to take, you know, the flu and the other vaccination to go to college. So I had at the time taken the flu and the swine flu vaccination
together.
Yeah,
how
many
people take that and get sick? Wind up in the hospital.
I didn't wind up in the hospital, thankfully, but I was sick as
a
dog, vomiting and all that. I was lucky that I didn't end up in the hospital, you know. But I was vomiting and I had a fever and I was not feeling well. So
anyway,
I just...
Getting back to Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And Anna, hurry up and get well. Buy a house,
yes,
sell a house. Call Mr. Kennedy. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch out for them. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all those.
Mm-hmm.
And go an extra mile for a child, inner sight reminds you. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. We thank some of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Center. And you can dial them up at 631-880-7929 for any questions you have. They got a support group. They got information on legislation and all that stuff. They probably would have information on that legislation that was brought up the other night by the governor, the home health aides and all that.
Yeah.
Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for their support. All right, Inner Sight, around the world. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. So keep that number handy. Never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tune in tomorrow night for our nursing home show. And
yes,
we'll tell you how the best way to turn nursing homes into something good.
Yeah, exactly.
So be with us tomorrow night, 8 to 9. What else we got? Able News.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Around the world with the Able. And Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief over there, Able News.
Okay, you ready?
Inner Sight.
Here it comes. Oh, why is it doing that? Oh, now it went.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Open mic, where you can pick your own subject. And just keep it clean, you know, none of that rhetoric.
I have
stuff,
one.
None of that showing off.
No shenanigans, yeah.
By cursing.
That's all
right. What'd you say?
No shenanigans. Remember that phrase?
Yeah. Well, you say
guess what?
You started to make a statement. You said you have one.
Yes,
what?
I did. It's my father's heavenly birthday. Today, I just wanted to say
your
that.
Your father's birthday. Oh.
Yeah, heavenly birthday.
Oh, your father. All right.
Yeah.
You said heavenly, and for a minute I thought you were saying it's God's birthday. But anyway.
Well, it is. That all the time, no? No, if you want to think of it that way, anyway. No, but it's my
Your
dad.
Your father who passed away in a nursing home.
Yes.
It's a horrible place to die. I mean, any place is horrible
that's
to
right.
die, but that's one of the worst.
Yes, it is.
But they rob you
I
of your dignity.
I remember when you were trying to convince me, I remember when you were trying to convince me that it was a horrible place. And I knew in my heart it was. But when the last straw on the camel's back for me was when they lied, overtly lied to me. And said to me that my mother just fell. You know, it wasn't anything bad, and they lied. And she was unconscious and was brought to the hospital, and the state came in. That was like the last straw. I mean, I was like, you guys lied, and that is where
I'm concerned. No, they lie all the time.
They lie big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of their game.
It is their game, and it's not a game.
It's to lie to people.
They can't do that. They shouldn't do that.
Well, anybody who...
Yeah, they do. Yeah?
What do you expect from somebody who steals a person's money?
Yeah.
And against their will and gives them a lot of services and things they don't want and makes them pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I get a call. Let me think what the name. I couldn't remember the name, but right now I don't remember it. Right now I can't. I want to give the name of it if I can, but I don't remember the name, so I'm not going to advertise it yet.
You got a call from who? What kind of call?
That's the problem. Who? I got the call from who? Instead, it was what?
Well, wait a minute. You said you got a call. What was the call about?
It was, I can't remember now, Frank. I really just all of a sudden drew a blank. That's
you just said you had a call. When did you get this call today?
Yeah.
Well,
I can't remember.
Look it up in your phone. Maybe if you see the number, it'll jolt your memory.
Yeah, I'm going to look while you do the rest of the show. It was important, too.
I don't know. Inner Sight, open
so
mic.
Annoying. I can't remember it. I should have wrote it down.
213-816-1650. You want to call in and sound off. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on, let me look.
All right.
Louise and Anthony.
Oh, we got Louie on the line.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, he wants to tell everybody about Friday night.
Anthony has been on since the beginning, whenever you get a chance. I know you've been on Louie.
Let's get a brief synopsis from Louie. Love Drop.
Okay, here he
Louie Love Drop on Inner Sight Live.
Here he comes.
Hello.
Hello, Lou.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, Love Drop?
Hi, one and only Suzanne Strassi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay. Hi, Frank Perino.
Yeah, good, Lou. What's up?
How you doing? Today's the open mic.
Yeah.
You
ready
yeah.
for Friday night
Friday.
Coming up, end of the week?
Yeah. Yesterday was Martin Luther King's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you like Martin?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I liked him too. But there's only one problem.
I had a dream.
I don't think I was alive. Yeah. Oh, you want to hear that quickly?
I have a dream this afternoon.
Oh, there you go. You know it.
You just heard it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Great. Great civil rights leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And a great American who deserved to be treated better.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think there would be anyone, unless there really is somebody, who would match up to Dr. King. I don't think they would. That's just my opinion. You know?
All right, in a sight. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to him Friday night? What do you got? You got any... Got any good ideas? What are you going to sell?
What is he going to sell?
Frank, no. Don't watch out for Suzanne Taurasi for you forever. She's going to crack a funny bowl about the love drops. Oh, my God. Oh, jeepers.
What are you going to sell? What did Frank convince you to sell is more like it.
He's going to sell antiviral pills.
I'm Gary Oldman. I'm talking about the pill, antiviral pill. You take a lot of drugs pill and then you swallow it right to the stomach. You drink a lot of drinks and water and then give some to the girls, you know.
Oh.
And then,
He told you that.
I'll give it to Dean Martin and Pat Cooper and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
I say,
you know, Dean.
Hey, lady. Yeah, come to Jerry Lewis's desk. Come on, step into my office. I'll talk to the lady. I want to give you some different flavor love drops and give some to one of the ladies out there.
Yeah, Dean Martin was a big lover of horses. He loved horses, you know.
He did? Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
He used to collect horses.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Did he like thoroughbreds or did he like any horse, really?
Horses. Pedigree horses.
All of them, yeah.
So
I like that.
You're gonna advertise this pill, see, and people will take this pill.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make them safe from the virus because it'll make them laugh a lot. The laughing viral pill.
I'd take it.
There it is.
Guys. Hey, guys. Speaking of Connie and Chrissy, I saw late night, date night with Connie and Chrissy at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night on Public Asset. I told you I'd watch it. I told you.
Yeah.
Oh, he likes that show.
I know. We better get him on the show. Maybe we can. You want to be on the show, Louie?
Well, Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah.
I don't know their studio. I don't know what's at. I think it's in Woodbury someplace.
So we can get you on there.
Yeah.
It's close
by. Hey, Lou, you know what you should do? I got a great idea. Friday night, you imitate Connie and Chrissy.
That's a good idea.
Make up whatever skit you like.
Yeah, and then we'll send it to them.
And you talk like them.
Make it nice, you know?
Yeah.
We'll do that Friday
night. Yeah, my first time introduced to Connie and Chrissy, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I'll be Dean Martin, and I'll make believe you're on the Dean Martin show, and ladies and gentlemen, here they are, Connie and Chrissy, they stole my wine.
Yeah, and that's on Friday night on Public Asset at 11 o'clock to midnight on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
There's also Frank a roast that I didn't play the other night, I could play for Dean Martin. So it'll sort of blend in, sort of.
No, I want a Connie and Chrissy roast.
They don't have one. You got to make it
up. We know
it
the Martin roast.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do that Friday night. We're going to have the Connie and Chrissy imitation.
Innocite roast.
So Seuss. Everybody... Tune in to hear Louie do that.
Yeah.
All right,
I can hear through the internet. I can hear through the internet for Connie Chrissy's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everybody about Friday. Come on, we got to move on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Louie Rivera, or Jerry Lewis, my call, Rosanna Down, might you call it. Be sure you turn on a Friday night from 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio, The Follicks. We're going to have a lot of fun with da 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 da
da da da
da
da da da da da da
Friday night.
And Louie is going to play Connie and Chrissy.
That's right.
Yeah.
How do they
all
sound
right.
like? Let our audience
thanks
know
a lot,
how
Lou.
They sound like. Okay.
It's on date night
that's
on Saturday night from
11
to midnight on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see you then, Lou.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Take care, Suzanne. Love ya.
Oh, I love you too, Lou. Thanks. Just hang on. I got to
take care.
All right, in a sight.
Okay. All right.
Open mic.
Take care, Lou.
213-816-1650. And if you want to call in, you know, keep it level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Turn down your radio, television, video, whatever it is. All right, we have another caller.
Yes, we do. It is.
All right.
Hold on. Let me get to
from Brooklyn, we got Anthony, right?
That's right, yeah. Let me
in
get back to
Inside Live
you.
With Anthony from Brooklyn.
I can't get back to it. Damn it. All right, hang on, Frank.
All righty.
I don't know why it's giving me... Oh, I got it back again. Okay, here he is.
Here we go.
Hey,
hi,
Anthony.
Susan. Hi, Frank.
How
are you? Okay.
Good.
So,
how are you doing?
I'm good. Just taking it easy. So I have a suggestion for a skit that I wanted to hear on Friday night. You know the skit where it's the Honeymooners, where I think it's Alice's sister comes to the house and she criticizes Ralph and they sit and talk at the table. You know, about Ralph, I'd like you to do an impression of her and that little skit. That was hilarious. I remember watching that on New Year's, and it made me almost
fall
off my couch.
Oh, you mean
she's going to
get married and all that? And,
yeah.
He butts in, is that the one?
Yeah, and she tries
to
encourage her not to. Yeah, I'd like to hear that on Friday night. And, Suzanne, I wanted to ask you, what type of comedy shows do you like? I'm curious.
A bit of everything. I'll go for even the sitcoms. I'll even go for impressions. I like everything comedy. I do.
You like the older ones or newer ones?
Both.
Probably
it ones. Depends on how people, you know, present themselves. I even like reality. You know, it depends. I'm very much into comedy. I'm into sci-fi. I'm into mysteries and comedy, believe it or not. So it's kind of interesting. I like a mix.
Did you like American Idol?
Yeah, I do. I've watched that.
Okay, yeah. It's not the same anymore. Not as funny as
you
used
to
be with Simon and all that. But it's kind of watered down. But what was on my mind, too, was that I'm glad that, you know, de Blasio is not going to run for governor. I'm so relieved. I'm so excited. I mean, I just feel like listening to the points is all night to celebrate that because I feel like, you know, he's nothing but a supporter of criminal activity again. Yeah. And, you know, he says, I'm not going to spend every minute of my life, pretty much every fiber of my being, you know, working to, you know, fight for equality and, you know, criminal justice and stuff like that. And then, you know, that he would, you know, want to keep criminal justice reform in place and let all the criminals out and stuff like that. And then he didn't want it because he probably knows that, you know, only 20% of people would vote for him. And I mean, you know, I never thought he had I never thought he had what it took to be, you know, mayor anyway. He had no guts, and he would, you know, he would, you know, let the wind blow whichever way the criminals wanted it. And he was a kiss butt kind of guy, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree with that. I didn't him at all. He did not show, you know, any kind of anything that, you know, and it's not because of, you know, any, it's just the way he dealt with COVID in my eyes. Really, I, you know, put the icing on the cake for me.
Oh, you talked about Cuomo?
About De Blasio. And Cuomo, all of the politicians.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, De Blasio had a very nonchalant attitude, but I think with Cuomo, I'm not making excuses for him, but, I mean, I could tell by his expression and the way he behaved, and it's not an excuse for what he did to those women, but I really think that, frankly, he was tired of being governor, and it was time for him to go, and, you know, the job kind of wore on him. And, you know, that's why I think they should be terminal.
You know, the only thing that confused me, if the job really wore on him, why did he make a point to say, you know, New York doesn't have term limits? That is sort of like putting it in our face. You understand? So,
well, yeah, but I think, Suzanne, people hold on to these type of elected offices because they think that, you know, holding on to it, you know, they enjoy the gloat of I'm the governor, you know, my face is on TV, I'm popular, I'm loved, I'm this, I'm that, you know. There's lots of people that, you know, should give up their jobs who think that, you know, the world, that the company is going to collapse without them, for example. Nothing will ever be the same. They can't live without me. They need me. I'm tired of this job, and I should have given it up, you know, a long time ago, but I make the world, you know, I make the globe round, and, you know, I change the world, and I'm God, and I make everything what it is, so I'm just going to stay around, you know, for the money or whatever it's worth, and that's kind of what they do. But,
so if he's not going to run, De Blasio, which I guess he made a statement to that effect, right?
He did.
Yeah. So who's going to run against her?
Is Sweeler going to run against her?
Who? I'm sorry, Suzanne?
Curtis Sweeler?
No. Sweeler was running against Eric Adams for mayor. And he lost miserably. He didn't even stand a chance. His numbers were so low. But it's going to be...
keep in touch with that.
Yeah. It's going to be Kathy Hochul or Tom Suozzi or this other guy who is a public advocate and used to be the city council person for my district, Jumaane Williams. But he doesn't stand a chance because he might have been a good city council person, but when it comes to this criminal justice, you know, reform, he is in love with it. It's like, you know, what he dreams about when he sleeps. And, you know, that's all that's on his mind, you know, when he wakes up in the morning before breakfast. So he doesn't stand a chance either because I really don't think, you know, he knows which way he's going. I mean, you don't know, you know, if he wants to go left or right. I can only imagine if this guy was driving, because one minute he says he wants to be mayor, then he drops out, then he says he wants to be mayor again, then he drops out, then he says he wants to be governor. But
he's a Republican, right?
Yeah, but why Suozzi would never win is why I wouldn't support him is because he wants to get over-involved in parenting type of decisions. He, as the governor, wants schools to hire social workers, you know, and deal with outside social work agencies to how would I say, you know, get involved in taking the place of the parent and, working with the parent because the kids don't want to go to school or because they're not having good grades or because they're not educated they're not passing tests and things like that. And I think that, you know, if you're going to get social workers involved, then, I mean, you know, where is the parent's responsibility? It's like a bunch of stupidity. If a kid's going to fail, a kid's going to fail. Either you're smart enough to, you know, pass a test or you're not. If you don't want to go to school, let's face it. I mean, you could cut school and your parents wouldn't know and you could goof off. And, you know, if you're going to be immature and irresponsible.
Why do all these politicians come up with the wrong idea? You ever noticed that?
Yeah, no.
Because I think that he just wants, you know, how would I explain, something to hold on to as a clutch, you know, to try to get elected to make himself sound good because he really doesn't know what to do or, you know, what else would work. And
I wouldn't vote
that
for a guy like that. More control by these social workers.
Yeah, I mean,
they're the ones that cause a lot of these problems that we have.
Yeah, you
and
have yeah, I mean, you have Child Protective Services as it is, and you have a school attendance officer that would come to the house if the child doesn't attend school and misses more than a certain number of days. I think it's 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to have them, you know, on your case and on your back and working with you because your child is failing in school and because they're not going to school and because they're not getting good grades. Frank, I don't want to sound, you know, like an ass, excuse my language, but some kids just aren't intelligent enough. They just don't have the brain.
Not only that, why are they always blaming the child? Maybe it's the damn school. You ever think of that?
No. It's even worse than that. There was no school for 2 years, and now they're going to, you know, expect that these kids are going to have the social graces and everything to be back to normal? What are they in? Freaking insane.
Well, I mean, there's school online. There's school.
Yeah.
But online.
Well, in New York here, they're not going to do the schooling online unless your child has COVID and, you know, they
or other illnesses, I suppose.
They can't attend school. But, you know, but it seems like to me this guy wants to get all involved in everything and find out if there's a parenting issue, you know, find out this, you know, find out that. I mean, you know, so why don't they just take over as the parents? Why do the parents have to have any involvement? I mean, if we're going to hold their hand through every little thing, I mean,
it's going to take away their freedom. And you know what's going to happen? That's going to seriously backfire on the political stance there, and that's going to cause a lot of, you know, very angry parents hitting City Hall, literally.
Exactly. Huh. But, you know, the funny thing is that it doesn't sound very Republican-like. I mean, I thought he was for smaller government.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, for individual freedoms and, you know, a personal life. And, I mean, I think, you know, to a point, you know, what goes on in a child's life between their parent and the child is private. It's behind closed doors, you know, how they handle things. And,
I
mean,
obviously they don't think so.
Yeah, you're just putting more government
involved in their life. And then
what
about if the child is disabled and they're not equal?
Well,
exactly.
I guess then, Frank, you know, they would try to help out that child, too. But oftentimes, Frank, and I think this would be an interesting topic if you could find enough, you know, conversation that would carry the show. A lot of times, if it interests you enough, I don't know if, you know, if intellectually stimulates you or might bore you. But a lot of times, Frank, you know, disabled kids are often pushed into special ed. They automatically get, you know, put into special ed, you know, because they're disabled and they think that they can't catch up and they can't do the work and all that. Yeah, and then they get the IEP, which is the individualized, personalized, education plan. And then they allow them to stay in school till they're 21 if they want, and then they go to VESET. But the issue is that they push them oftentimes, you know, into, into lower, I'm sorry, into lower classes of special ed. Thank you.
Okay.
And then, and then from there, they want to push them out of school into VESET and, you know, BCID and all those different kind of programs because they don't want to deal with that. The child, they don't want to deal with
If those, if those children are so special, you know, then why is it when they get out in the world, nothing's there for them?
That's right.
All they want to do is push them into alternative programs because, really, Frank, the way I feel is that school is, if a child doesn't succeed to the standards that the school wants, they want to push you out,
right?
You know,
because they use those children. They get money from the federal government for that kind of stuff.
They got it already, and they don't need them anymore.
Yeah, they don't they don't see that you fit in, especially if you're the type of child that you go into a good school that is for kids with good grades, but it's your zone school in your area because it's accessible. They really want you out then because you make the school look bad.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about.
There's a lot of other reasons, too.
All
right.
You could be
We're going to move on, and thank you for your comments, all that, bringing that up.
If you could just give me one more second. The other issue, is that the paraprofessionals, they don't really try to help the students enough because they, you know, only want to help with school work, and they're lazy. And, they, you know, when the kid gets... When the kid gets older, they, you know, just want to let them, you know, slip down the slide and wind up, you know, in some kind of program. And that's the way it is, you know. And it's a shame.
You're right.
That's the way it goes. But anyway,
all right.
I'll let you guys go. You too. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thank you. Great topic.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I think the current governor and the next governor of this state should use New York State to set an example and to make everyone equal in this state if they really want to help people, you know, to change the way things are done, to insist for the millions of people in this state to insist that the Americans with Disability Act have strict enforcement and give us the rights that everybody else has if they really want to do something unique and different instead of trying to butt into people's lives and assuming that the schools are always right. Let me tell you something. These schools are held. They're not always right. A lot of times they're wrong. And that's why children don't want to go to school. I'm not saying all the time, but I'm saying a lot of times they are.
Mm-hmm.
So the governor should step up, and I've always believed it, and I still do, and make an example in New York as to how the rest of the country should be, and we could give you specific ingredients for that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
like a cake, you know.
Take the, for instance, take the nursing home.
Oh yeah.
You know, there should be a guarantee in this state that no one has to go into a nursing home.
That's right.
You know?
But
and
I'd like to have it more.
You need more housing. Get rid of these damn nursing homes. Give us housing.
Right.
Give us places.
Yeah.
Where people could live.
And also,
well, that's one
when you
example.
Have, Frank, when you have Section 8, make it where the person who's applying for the housing gets the Section 8 faster because they have a disability, not that you have to prove your income, you know, readily and fast, because there's such long waiting lists and people with disabilities, you don't have the ability to, you know, get housing, and they're waiting in shelters. They also have, you know, some of them have lung conditions, some of them have physical conditions, some of them are blind and hearing impaired. They're a mixture of conditions as well. So they can't have people waiting and having their life threatened by
well,
that wait.
Two things. They have, first of all, they got to get away from this stupid-ass income crap. Because
yes.
disabled people are not equal. We don't
no,
have
not.
An equal chance at a job.
No. No,
all
we
right?
don't.
So how can you deal with sight income as a criteria?
Yeah.
You
can't.
We can't go out and go down the corner and apply
a
for a job. And, you know, if you're blind and disabled or you're in a wheelchair, you can't even get in the damn place.
That's right.
You know, they're judging us on the wrong merit here.
Yeah, no, they're trying to make it equal in their eyes.
The other thing, hey, come on, let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
The other thing is that these agencies for the disabled should be mandated to start raising money to help someone who needs housing. That would take some of the burden off the government. And the other part is, it should be a law that the government owes the disabled equality, and that they should make sure that we're getting that equality, that we're being protected. I mean, the whole thing is stupid and ridiculous. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have the sounding board in so many ways. You know. How many more people have been denied guide dogs without a law? How many more people get out of nursing homes and get driven back in because of these stupid programs? You know, how many more people don't have enforcement on accessibility?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list is endless. They're not addressing us. A governor has to address everybody and not just
Frank?
Concentrate on one segment of the population. And they don't do that. They're not addressing us. They don't care if we have to cross the damn street and more in danger because they won't put a light up.
No.
And where are you going to find a politician who's going to address all this? Find me one. Where the hell is he or she? I don't know of one. You never hear them talk about these things.
Pardon
so,
me, Frank. We have a caller. You
there you
one?
Have it. What?
We have a last-minute caller. You would like to take it or not right now?
Well, we only have a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. In a sight. Who we got? Who's the caller?
It's a 602 area code.
Oh, I don't,
he's
I don't
wanting
know.
To speak.
Put
he's
it through.
He's wanting to speak. Yeah.
Hello, Inner Sight Live.
Hello?
Good evening. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
How you doing, Queen?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I've been listening to the show. This is Pastor Dawg Jr. CEO, and I've been listening. And now is the time. We have to get back in the game. We've been shut down for the last 2 years, and now the world opened back up again. So we got to get back to business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Amen. Got to get back in the right way, though. Not the old
Amen.
Way. We need new ways.
Yeah.
Amen.
New ways.
Amen on
we
that.
We need everybody to be equal.
That's right.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, we need politicians that are going to make that happen. Otherwise, we don't need them. It'd be the same old stuff, you know.
Amen.
Amen to
that. I don't believe in putting a seatbelt on after the accident. I believe in wearing my seatbelt before we have the accident to be protected.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Mesa, Arizona.
Really?
Oh, Arizona. Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there once, Arizona, but to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. I'm about 4 minutes away from Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
I'm in the suburbs.
Oh, you are? Okay. Nice. It's like we're in the suburbs of New York City, so it's kind of nice for us, too.
You have a church over there in Arizona?
No, I'm out of Resurrection of Hope Ministries out of Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where I was ordained.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I've been passing for the last 20 years. I've been out here in these streets for a long time, 30 out of 50 feet.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the call.
You may call anytime, sir.
Amen.
You've heard the show before?
No, it's my first time call. My first time on.
First time, okay.
First time?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
thank you.
Welcome, thank you.
Welcome, and thank you. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate
Have a good night. We're gonna go off the air, but we thank you for the call.
Thank you for
the
call, and more like you. Thank you. Take care.
All right, Inner Sight. And Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight office, 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our callers. And, you know, if you're going to look for a politician to run, look for somebody who's going to be there for everybody and change a lot of these things that oppress people that we talk about here. Give people an equal chance. Find me a politician like that. I'm not going to vote for anyone unless they do something for us. That's my new policy. They got to tell me and show me what they're going to do for us. Otherwise, Inner Sight will not endorse. All right, goodbye, world. Thank you so much. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.